It's possible to go out in the woods in fall and never be far from blue jays. We are just blessed with lots of jays. I'm an unabashed aficionado of jays, and this is a great time to head out into the woods. Going for jay music is what I say, to no one in particular. Never heard that CD? Well then please listen, it's jay time. Here's something from the Jay Top 40, the pump handle. Notice how much it sounds like one of those old-fashioned water pumps. Up and down, and needs to be oiled. The jays around my neighborhood are uncharacteristically quiet when they are nesting, but they are all done with that at the end of summer. Now in fall, essential jayness comes into flower. That's when they migrate in big numbers. Anytime between late September and early November, it's possible to see lots of jays moving south in low overhead flights. There can be small flocks of a few birds, up to hundreds, all heading south. It's a big jay ruckus when they swoop down into a woodlot, like the one in my yard in Fayetteville. In migration, jays encounter all kinds of crows, cats, and hawks that arouse their interest. They are smart creatures, and they seem to enjoy mimicking. They really get the neighborhood aroused with such calls. Jays mimic a red-shouldered hawk in the following recording. Jays perform these hawk calls so frequently that it's become a joke among my birdwatching friends. We hear a hawk. Was it a hawk? Got $5 for a bet? Maybe it was a jay. We place our bets, then go for the perps, as they say in the cop shows, perpetuator of hawk calls. Frequently, we find no hawk. A couple of guilty-looking jays fly out of the bush. A red oak in my front yard has a record acorn crop. Jays fly off clasping brown acorns in their black bills. The distended throat I see means they are transporting more. By transport, I mean they are flying back and forth from my tree to the neighbor's yard. They are ferrying acorns to a secret stash or a cache in the ground. These caches are associated with an interesting hypothesis about how oak forests get planted. Seedlings of a new forest grow from acorns left or forgotten by jays. They're all around us, those busy musical jays.